This is what we're looking at this hour. The Justice Minister's announced he's going to close the Johannesburg Master's office. There have been allegations of corruption floating around. And if you're not quite sure what the Master's office does, it's a pretty important office because it looks at things like liquidations of companies, for example, or other entities. It oversees the administration of deceased estates. So when someone dies and they've left a will, or they haven't left a will for that matter, it'll oversee that. It'll look after guardians and their interests, for example. So it will perhaps administer the money that's been left behind for them by someone who's passed on, perhaps, or donated money to a minor and make sure that that minor's interests are protected. But it'll also look at registering trusts and supervising them to make sure that everything is adhered to legally. Or so these officers should. But there's a lot to suggest that they're in a mess countrywide. My understanding is that there are 15 of them around the country and none of them really seems to be functioning at an optimum level, although some are in a worse state than others. And so this is particularly the Joburg Master's office that is going to be shut down. And the spokesperson of the Ministry of Justice, Crispin Piri, has put us in touch with Ronald Lamola, our Minister of Justice, in order to have this conversation with him. Minister, good evening to you, and thanks very much for making yourself available today. What were your main reasons for wanting to shut down the Joburg Master's office?
It is not shut down for permanently, and it is shut down only for, as we speak, from now up until the whole day tomorrow. And it's not only the Johannesburg office, it's all the master's offices countrywide that will not be operating tomorrow. So the purpose of the press conference was to inform members of the public not to come to our offices tomorrow so that they are not inconvenienced. And they are aware that they exist. They could be able to go to our offices on the 5th. They will be open again. And if there's anything urgent, they could escalate their matters to the department itself directly and to some of the magistrates' court's offices where they could find urgent help on some of the issues.
All right. So my understanding is that there was a raid of some kind, a search and seizure operation around the country in these offices today. What prompted that?
Yes, the president has made a proclamation with regard to the master's office countrywide, which was necessitated. You will remember there was a dip in of about the or siphoning of funds of about 1.7 million in Mpumalanga for one of the estates. And this inconvenience or affects the most vulnerable in our society. It's a deceased estate, or it's a distressed company under liquidation. So there's a collusion and so forth that are being reported. But those are allegations which will have to be verified, to be investigated. And therefore it was necessitated by such kind of allegations. And those allegations in Mpumalanga were proven because the person was even convicted. But there are countrywide allegations that keep on raising their ugly heads across the country. Vulnerable widows, people from companies, and from time to time we will receive such kind of allegations. So it is necessitated by that because there's a need to gather all the information and be able to get a clear report and respond to this issue appropriately.
Minister, I understand it's a bit of a catch-22 situation. You can't close these offices for a long time because of the functions they carry out. But on the other hand, is one day enough to be able to gather all the information you need, collate it, and build an investigation based on what you are able to retrieve from the offices?
Yeah, from the independent assessment of the SIU, they advise us that one day will be enough. They need only one day to do their operation. They may just be able to, it might take them more days to gather more information and investigate. But the information that they need for the purpose of, with regard to the investigation, they may be able to quickly serve the documents as we speak now and tomorrow.
And for those of our members of the public who may want to or who intended to visit these offices tomorrow and are now not able to, what should they do if they've got an urgent matter that needs to be dealt with immediately?
Yeah, as I said, they can escalate it through the emails and of the department itself and through some of the magistrate's offices that we have countrywide. They will be able to still get the necessary and the urgent help. that they may need. But we want them to bear with us, and we are apologizing to all South Africans. We hope that this will enable us to be able to effectively respond to the many allegations that we are having on the matter and be able to respond appropriately.
Minister, it seems there's so much work to be done in these offices in order to get them up and running again properly as they should be. We're talking about a backlog in regard to important legal work that was meant to have been wrapped up a long time ago. Officials who are not accessible, not even in their offices apparently, when journalists are trying to reach them. People who are simply not keeping up with deadlines, from the view of members of the public. They're sitting waiting for closure on certain legal matters. Deadlines come and go and those are ignored. What do you think can be done in order to bring these offices up to scratch in the next few months?
No, those are issues that we are attending to, and we will be able to appropriately respond to at the right time, at the outcome of all the investigations and also of our review processes.
How do you think they were allowed to fall into ruin?
Now, I think the investigations will be able to give us a clear picture, and hence we want to do it, because we don't want to speculate. We also don't want to be sensational about things we are not sure about. We want to speak on those issues when we are very sure, and we'll be able to communicate the information.
Of course, members of the public are still waiting for these officers to carry out their functions in regards to a number of functions I mentioned at the beginning of our interview. But what is going to happen in regard to those while these investigations continue? Are these officers going to be under pressure to carry out their work as quickly and efficiently as possible?
Yes, remember, the offices will be open on the 5th. They will be proceeding to work. It's only for tomorrow.
But Minister, that doesn't mean they're going to actually do their work properly. They haven't been doing that for a number of years. I'm saying now that you've instituted an investigation, is there a chance that members of the public are actually going to get some relief from the kind of pressure that you are applying?
Yes, they will be able to get relief. And as soon as we are done with the processes, we'll be able to promptly inform the members of the public.
Are there any sort of submissions that you would like from the public in regard to their personal experiences with these officers in order to help you build up a case?
No, they can approach the offices of the SIU. I think the SIU will also be able to inform the public where they can be able to raise some of the issues that are allegations, and then we can take it from there when we do receive the report.
All right. Thank you for speaking to us, Minister Ronald Lamola. He's the Justice Minister.